Our Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull in London off the back of the G20 conference has delivered a speech upon being awarded a prize by a think tank in London. He has defiantly stared down, in particular, his capital C Conservative critics in the parliamentary Liberal Party here, particularly Tony Abbott and his supporters, and has invoked no lesser an authority than the founder of the modern Liberal Party, Sir Robert Menzies, in order to do so.
Menzies said at the time, "We took the name Liberal because we were determined to be a progressive party, willing to make experiments, in no sense reactionary, but believing in the individual, his right and his enterprise, and rejecting the socialist panacea."
Malcolm Turnbull went on to say that the future of the Liberal Party is to occupy what he calls the sensible centre. The speech is reproduced in full in various newspapers and easily found on the internet if you want to read the full text. So what does it mean for the infighting in the current governing party in Australia? Jeff Kennett is fast taking on the role of one of the grandees, one of the elder statespeople of the Liberal Party, former Liberal Premier of Victoria and never afraid to speak his mind. Jeff Kennett, good morning to you.
Morning, John.
Can you define the sensible centre for us, please?
My interpretation of the Liberal Party was that we were economically conservative and socially liberal. And Menzies based the party on the freedom of speech and expression, the freedom of worship, the freedom from want and the freedom from fear. And he recognised that in order to look after the community, we needed to have economic growth. So after last night, I am perplexed. Perplexed because I've just written my article for the Herald Sun tomorrow in which I praise Malcolm Turnbull for the way in which he conducted himself on his overseas mission. He looked prime ministerial, he acted well, he forged good relationships. That's what we want from our prime minister. Why he has opened up this front now, I do not know. You might remember the days gone by when we used to say as politicians and we travelled overseas, while we travel overseas, we don't talk about domestic issues. And yet Malcolm has chosen to actually have a brawl with his own from overseas. And it just frustrates me, and it must frustrate so many of our Liberals, that unlike Menzies and unlike Howard, who were able to work their parties, that's not to say there weren't differences from time to time, but we've never had a period of this incessant brawling because, unfortunately, Malcolm hasn't been able to meld the different views within the party.
It's not as if this is the first shot in the internal war within the Liberal Party. Surely it's arguable that Malcolm Turnbull is returning fire.
Well, I think in this case he certainly is, sadly, and that's what I find so frustrating, having written such a laudatory article about his overseas trip for tomorrow. I mean, he's actually poured petrol on the fire. Now, I don't agree with everything that Tony Abbott and the so-called Conservatives are saying and believe in. I don't believe everything that Malcolm Turnbull is saying. I don't think anyone is currently occupying that Menzies middle ground. So two examples, if I may. I was horrified, and still am horrified, that our side of politics would attack the banks. Not only attack them with a new tax, I don't mind tax being considered a weapon, but to undermine the institutions that have given us our economic strength, that I suspect has given you and I the opportunity to buy our own home. That is not Menzies' actions. To attack those who Peter Costello tried to establish as independent of government in their later years through the superannuation scheme to put into place is not Menzian, and it's not Howard. So we might find that the Prime Minister is saying the middle ground is the way to go, but sadly so much of what we have done in recent times is not the middle ground. It's not the Liberal way, and therefore we are confused. And as I say, I so desperately want him to succeed because the alternative to me is not an option. But we are making it an option because of our division and because we are attacking some of the fundamental institutions on which this party was established in 44. And that's not to say that Menzies wasn't progressive. He would have changed his views over time. There's no doubt about that. But I guarantee you, he wouldn't have undermined the fundamental pillars that have made this economy strong.
So often political parties are caught up in personal rivalries. We saw that with Andrew Peacock, for instance, in the past as well, but and the Labor Party, Gillard Rudd, and so on. But it seems at the moment, Jeff Kennett, that your party is ripping itself apart over what's often called the culture wars, over things like same-sex marriage and the like, which to most voters are, they're marginal, they're fringe issues, they're not at the core of what daily life is about and government is about.
They're certainly not what economic growth's about. They're certainly not about security of individuals. And you mentioned the Peacock-Howard years. Yes, there was disagreements, but once Andrew left, John worked the party room very well indeed. He brought about a cohesive government in the same way that Menzies did. That's not to say there weren't disruptions during Menzies' time in office and John's, but he worked the party room well. Malcolm has been unable to do that. And this latest point that he's made in London, it just seems to me to be an appalling lack of political judgment. Why would you do it? Why would you do it from overseas? Why would you throw a can of petrol onto a fire when, in fact, the issues, as you've just said, John, are so much bigger and more important? So if I sound frustrated, I am frustrated because there's so little a Liberal like myself can actually do, because ultimately those in office just overwhelm and they're playing out a game which is anti-Australian. By that I mean it's not in Australia's interest. And I don't know how they're going to resolve it. I have no idea.
There also is an issue, which is the relationship between the parliamentary representatives and the party machine. In the old days, my understanding, and tell me if I've got it wrong here, but there were always very strong figures behind the scenes, whether it was a Ron Walker or others in other states as well, who basically resolved a lot of these tensions quietly, but with great authority, without them boiling over into the public. It seems now, though, that the parliamentary representatives are calling the shots rather than some of the people behind the scenes, as in the past.
Well, I think that's true to a sense. Certainly, it is true to say this is the first time, and I'm not saying it's the only influence, this is the first time in the Liberal Party's history that there has been no Victorian among the political or administrative leadership of the party. So increasingly, that leadership is out of Sydney, and I hope that Nick Greiner, who's just taken over the presidency of the party, will be able to exert some influence. But as I said, the leader of the party should have the capacity to be able to bring the party together, be it by strength of personality or through policy. And on both grounds, I think to date, sadly, Malcolm has failed. And you've heard me say before, I advised him to include Tony Abbott in his cabinet once he won the election, in the same way that Tony Abbott included Malcolm when he won the election. He wasn't able to do that. And so, therefore, this running sore, in part, is of his own making. In terms of policy, as I say, I'm very much in favour of having the same-sex issue resolved, because I think it's something that is of its time. But I cannot accept and will not accept that the Liberal Party that I'm part of continues to attack both the institutions on which we rely to assist growth, and then we necessarily force away from Peter Costello's view those who want to be independent of government back to the position where they are increasingly going to be dependent when you keep changing superannuation rules. Superannuation should be bipartisan. We should have a set of rules that we can all plan to, regardless of our age, to prepare for our non-income earning years. That's not what we have done in the last few weeks.
So what happens next?
Well, I shouldn't say this on air, but I think I'll have another whiskey.
At this time in the morning?
Well, something's got to give, hasn't it, really? Please. I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, It is so sad. This is such a wonderful country. We've got so much going for us. And just look at the waste of the last 13 years in terms of political leadership. And you've got to ask yourself, what does the future hold? Because it's quite possible we'll go into the next federal election. And while we've got three 11s, that is Alfred Deakin's description of three parties back in 1901, the protectionists, the free traders and the others, any two of whom could gang up on the government of the day. We now have three 11s in the Senate. We might end up with three 11s in the House of Representatives, and there will simply be a continuation of this period in our history when there has been no clear political leadership at all.
Well, it certainly is a turning point with the opinion polls where they are, with some of the trend lines showing where things are likely to be heading, and certainly the infighting, as the old saying goes in politics, if you can't look after your party, you can't run the country. We will see. Jeff Kennett, as always, grateful to you for taking the time to speak to us.
Just make one point. I know that I've been somewhat pessimistic. As you know, I am optimistic, and something will give. Something will give at some stage, and we will get over this period of 13 or 15 years of self-indulgence politically. When it happens, I don't know, and who's going to lead it, I don't know, but it will happen because we can't keep going like this.
Thank you for your time this morning. Jeff Kennett, former Liberal Premier here in Victoria.